Welcome to Be Your Best Self Health Chats, weekly casual conversations about taking health into your own hands. I am your host, Kristen Longacre.
Welcome, welcome. We are here to talk all about healthy eating doesn't have to be complicated this week. We live in a society right now that makes healthy eating a complicated mess. It requires meal prep. It requires starting Monday. It requires following XYZ diet to this day, exercising twice a day. Like, the amount of things that society tells us about healthy eating and a healthy lifestyle, sure, are some of them somewhat true? Yes. But are they all something that are necessary to simply eat healthier? No. So today I'm going to share with you my five ways that you can eat healthy without overcomplicating your life and truly start to just build new habits. If you were hanging with us last week, we talked all about habit stacking and building habits upon already formed habits. So if you haven't listened to last week's, jump back, listen to it, because we're going to kind of build on what we talked about last week. So last week was all about building habits, and this week is going to be all about not overcomplicating those habits that we're building. So for starters, if you're looking to eat healthy, first of all, you need to define what eating healthy means. And eating healthy is going to mean something different for every person on this planet. What is healthy for me might not be healthy for you. What is healthy for you might not be healthy for me. So a lot of this is going to be coming to knowing your body and what your body reacts to as a healthy food. Now, is McDonald's healthy for any of us? No. But when we're talking about specific types of foods, you're going to need to know your body, and you're going to need to know how your body reacts to certain foods. Again, we're not overcomplicating this at all. But if you look in the show notes, there is a link to a free 5-day food journal course teaching you all about how to learn to listen to your body, which will also in turn help you learn to eat for your body. Now, that's not what we're here to talk about today, though. We're going to talk about simply eating healthy. But that is a big piece of it, is knowing what is healthy for your body and defining what's healthy for your body. Like I said, what's healthy for me might not be healthy for you. What's healthy for you might not be healthy for me. And when you're looking at things, healthy doesn't need to be the extreme. Healthy doesn't need to be just the fruits and vegetables. It doesn't need to be just the organic food. It doesn't need to be just whole foods. It's about finding that balance for your body. So please take all of that into mind as we talk about what we're going to talk about today. Because I'm going to give you my five tips, and they're going to seem very simple, but that's because healthy eating isn't complicated. We just live in a society that overcomplicates it for us. So with that being said, start simple. This is tip number one. When you're eating healthy, start simple. Don't go in full force with a diet. Don't jump on the keto train. Don't follow Weight Watchers, but when you do, pay closer attention. Don't jump into Optavia or whatever the other ones out there are. A lot of them, these diet trends or trendy diets, diet programs, etc., are there to restrict your eating, which in turn isn't necessarily healthy. Again, back to defining healthy. You need to define what's healthy for you. I'm not saying Weight Watchers doesn't work. I've seen plenty of success with it, but you need to do it in a way that's healthy for you, not necessarily limiting yourself to 1,200 calories. If that's what it's telling you to do. Instead of jumping into one of those programs, if you're simply looking to overhaul your nutrition to eat in a healthier lifestyle, saying, hey, I'm eating out 6 times a week, I need to eat healthier. Instead of saying, I'm going to do Weight Watchers or I'm going to jump in on keto, start with something simple, like replacing something at a meal with a vegetable. Yes, that simple. And this could be something like at your lunch, instead of eating a bag of chips, eat a cup of broccoli. That simple. Now, if you don't like broccoli, that's not easy, but make it corn, make it carrots, make it something that you like to eat. Or if you don't have anything you can think of to replace, add a vegetable. So maybe dinner tonight is shrimp Alfredo with pasta and Alfredo sauce and whatever. Add a side of peas. It's not going to hurt you. It's going to give you a lot of fiber and vitamins. Simply start by adding a vegetable. It doesn't have to be complicated. Yes, we are going this easy, you guys. Add a vegetable. Don't overthink it. I don't care if it's a sugary vegetable like carrots and peas, or corn, sweet corn's in season right now. Roll with it. I don't care what kind of vegetable it is, add a vegetable. Next up, another piece of the puzzle that tends to get overcomplicated with healthy eating and turns so many people off is the fact that you have to, people will say boiled chicken is the way to go. Boiled chicken is not necessarily the way to go. Sure, can it be great to toss on salads and whatnot here and there? Yes. But a lot of people get turned off from a simple healthy eating lifestyle because they think it means removing seasons and marinades and sauces and stuff like that. Are those healthy for you? Are they perfect? No. But if it's a difference in terms of you choosing McDonald's for dinner versus eating a chicken breast with some seasoning on it, which one do you think is going to be the healthier option? The chicken breast with the seasoning. I guess I'm here to knock McDonald's today. I don't know. That's where we're going with things. But simply add seasonings. You know, people get so burned out on quote unquote eating healthy because they turn away from the sauces and the seasonings and the marinades. Those things are great in moderation to help you still eat these foods. And over time, you'll find yourself slowly moving away from the sauces, the marinades and stuff like that. Maybe you just stick to seasonings. Maybe you don't necessarily eat chicken with ranch anymore. You know, you start to get to these positions. You start to over time realize how much better your body feels when you're choosing these healthier options versus running for that takeout food. So number two is add seasoning, spice it up, change it up. Don't get bored with your meals. A lot of people think that you're going to get really bored because you're going to eat the same meal every day. Chicken doesn't have to be boring, or meals like that don't have to be boring if you're changing up an element like a seasoning or a marinade every day. You could eat the same thing every night with a different seasoning or marinade and not even realize you're eating the same thing. But don't overcomplicate it. Buy a marinade from the store. Grab your favorite seasoning from a produce stand. You know, there's a lot you can do with it. Next up. Let's talk about meal prep. That's the other piece of healthy eating that tends to get massively overcomplicated. I have clients come to me all the time who say, I didn't meal prep for the week, so I'm just going to have a bad week. Just because you didn't meal prep doesn't mean you still can't eat healthy. And you don't have to meal prep to eat healthy. I think this is like a society or like it's something that society is trying to normalize is this week of meal prepping. But you really don't have to meal prep if it's something that's one, not going to fit in your schedule and budget, and two, isn't really going to throw you off track. Is it helpful to meal prep and have your meals already made? Yes, that's awesome. If you have time on Sunday and you know that you have no problem eating that same meal 5 days that week, go ahead and meal prep it. There's nothing wrong with it. However, if you don't have time on Sundays, if you're spending the day at baseball games for your kids or something like that, if you don't have time and you know that you're going to have time during the week to make that food, don't meal prep. Do it when you have a chance to make the food. And if you're somebody who gets bored easily with your food, you're not going to want chicken and rice or whatever you're meal prepping by day three. So instead, focus on planning your meals and planning time to make your meals in your schedule. If you want to meal prep, meal prep. If you don't want to meal prep, don't meal prep. But it is so overcomplicated these days that you have to meal prep. And if you don't meal prep, you're going to get thrown off for the week. If you are truly looking to change your lifestyle to be healthier, you will find the time in your schedule to make the healthier food. Truth bomb coming in at you again today. If you have time, if you are truly, truly committed to a healthier lifestyle, you will make time in your schedule throughout the week to make that healthier food. Now, if that is Sunday where you cook it all, great. If that is every night of the week when you're cooking dinner for the night, you make your lunch for the next day, great. There is no rule of thumb that you have to meal prep on Sundays to be a healthy person. Stop overcomplicating it. Next up, eat breakfast. Yes. Healthy eating starts with a good meal in the morning. And I'm here to tell you that your day will be much better off if you start with breakfast. And I'm not talking coffee and a protein bar. I'm talking about making a balanced meal that has a protein, think eggs, peanut butter, Greek yogurt, some kind of protein, carbs, waffles, pancakes, syrup, bread, toast, whatever, carbs, and a fat. Think an avocado, go back to that peanut butter, almond butter, stuff like that. having that balanced breakfast is one, going to kickstart your metabolism off to a good start. And it's also going to help balance your blood sugar for the day. And it's going to keep you from mindless snacking. Yes, eating healthy starts with a balanced breakfast. If you don't have time for breakfast in the mornings, then experiment. See what you can do that's going to work well for you. Maybe it's an overnight oats that you can make the night before. Or the days that I know that I'm not going to have time for breakfast on Sundays, I go and do that meal prep. I make that time for that meal prep and I make a week of overnight oats. Maybe it's egg muffin cups or the sheet pan eggs, which is, I think it's trendy on TikTok right now, making sheet pan eggs with bacon and you throw some avocado on top at the end, whatever. Find time to come up with a breakfast that you know you can make easily and eat every morning. It can be different every day if you want, but it's going to start your day off much better if you eat breakfast. By having a full stomach, you're going to avoid that mindless snacking in the morning, which will then lead you to eating a good lunch. Good afternoon, good dinner. Do you see where we're going here? Don't overcomplicate it. Don't skip your breakfast. Eat your breakfast. I don't care what everybody says. Breakfast, yes, is still one of the most important meals of the day. Last but not least, for eating healthy, give yourself grace. Eating healthy is not a 100% thing. It's not an all or nothing. It's not eating, if I don't eat healthy, 3 meals a day, 2 snacks a day, bedtime by whatever, it still could be healthy. It's finding the balance, and it's finding the balance that works for you. Whether it's 80% healthy and 20% eating out with friends at a restaurant that you know is going to make your stomach upset, or maybe it's 70-30. Eating healthy is how you are going to define it. Give yourself grace on the weeks that it doesn't work. Just because you have a day where you're not feeling like you nailed that healthy eating does not mean that you should give up and start Monday. You can pick back up at the next meal. If you enjoyed a meal with friends at lunch that was French fries, a huge juicy burger, and an adult drink, great. For dinner, maybe add a few vegetables instead along with whatever you're going to have. Don't give up. Give yourself grace and know that you always have a cheering section if you come hang out with me, because I will come cheer you on to eat healthy and help you uncomplicate this healthy eating lifestyle that is pushed so heavily throughout the internet.